95.7 WZID New Hampshire in the morning. Neil and Marga. October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Once again, teamed up with the great folks over at CMC's Breast Care Center just to talk about breast health in the month of October. And joining us now, Dr. Jessica Ryan. Dr. Ryan, welcome back. Good to have you back in again.
I'm back. It's always good to be here. I love it.
I am going to get you a cape.
Well, obviously, all of your patients that we meet, they come in and they're just, you've done so much for them at CMC Breast Care Center that you're their idol.
Well, I don't want to be their idol, but I want to be their support. And that's, I think, what we do a great job. Our team, really, it's about supporting them, educating them, so they feel empowered. And that's what helps them to stay motivated, get through their treatments, and that's what we do.
And that's what I think I'm going to say is, I think what makes CMC different is, boy, that's what they said, you know, some other people have been somewhere else and then they came to CMC, and the direction that you give them and the help is like no other.
Well, I always tell them, when you have more answers than questions, it starts to all fit and make sense, and you feel like you have some control over the situation. And that goes a long way, because they start making decisions that are their own. You know, and it really helps them to be successful in getting through it and reaching that finish line.
And everybody wants to make a decision based on knowledge.
Right.
Not just emotion and feeling.
And yeah. And that's hard, of course, because you're sitting in the hot seat. It is emotional. So my job is to help take some of that fear away so that you can look at it clearly and make all the right decisions.
Let's talk a little bit about the pandemic. You know, we know people had put off their breast cancer breast screening, the mammograms. And what are you seeing these days?
It's horrible. Honestly, I think now is when I'm seeing more of the effect, because, yes, the pandemic started in 2020. But people, so it's, say you have a woman who missed her screening in 2019 because life is what it is. And then 2020 hit, and then life got even crazier. And before you know it, we're in 2022. It's been 3 or 4 years since her screening. So I'm seeing more, you know, more advanced stage diagnosis, and it kills me. So, you'll hear me say this every time, but it is the most important thing to get that screening in, because the sooner we can find it, diagnose it, the better off you are. And so that's what we
Well, people got out of the habit of appointment making during the pandemic. Then they got scared to go back to a medical facility. And now through your encouragement, you're getting them back in, but you have that.
We're seeing that catch. We're seeing kind of that effect, but so important. And I think, when we do everything we can to get them in, you know, you can schedule online, you know, we do everything to make it seamless. But we understand life is difficult, right? So everyone's kind of struggling for different reasons. And it's easy to let your screening mammogram get swept under the rug. And again, time flies. And before you know it, I can't tell you how many times a week I meet a woman who's like, I can't believe I have a cancer. My mammogram was fine last year. And I say, well, your mammogram was 3 years ago, because time just flies.
I just got my letter.
Yay!
I'll be seeing you.
I'm also, you know, some of the patients that we met this year, a lot younger.
I know.
With breast cancer.
I know. It kills me. It's every cancer diagnosis in my job is tough, but there is a certain unique aspect of a breast cancer that comes in a young woman who is in the throes of building a family and a career, and it's really hard. It's also hard because most breast cancers that come at an earlier age tend to be more aggressive, just by nature, even if it's not fueled by a genetic mutation. So it's hard. And of course, you know, I'm stressing the importance of screening as the first step. Just being healthy in general is really important to reduce the risk of it happening to begin with. But in the women that you met, they did everything right?
Yep. So,
you know, not smoking, not drinking alcohol to excess, healthy weight, all these things. But you can do everything right and still get breast cancer. So that's why it's important to be, to start your mammograms when appropriate, but also just to be aware of your body. And you'll hear conflicting recommendations about clinical breast exam and no breast exam. But I do encourage my patients to do an exam to the point that they are familiar, comfortable with their bodies, so that if there's a major change, you're going to know about it. You're going to feel something that's just different. It's not soft and squishy, spongy. It's hard, firm, stiff, and gritty. Those are the types of things that we help our patients to understand.
Yeah, and too often women put off their own care because they're taking care of everyone else too, and they have to remember that they have to put themselves first so that they can help take care of everybody else.
Exactly, and easier said than done. But
of course it is.
Dr. Ryan, we talk about one of the things that I think CMC Breast Care Center prides themselves on is the taking the patients through the journey and getting there. What else sets CMC apart?
A lot of things, but I think the biggest thing, we're always trying to do better. We want our patients to have the best of the best. We want them to have options. We want to give them the best possible outcomes. We, in the past year or so, we started to participate in a clinical trial, which is really exciting. It's called the Breast Cancer Locator Study, and it's sponsored and designed by a surgical oncologist from Dartmouth, actually, up in Lebanon, and it's now an international trial. And what it's doing is bringing information from a breast MRI. So typically, in most cases, after a breast cancer diagnosis, we obtain a breast MRI. It's the most sophisticated level of imaging, gives us a lot of detailed information. This study is trying to bring that information into the operating room. As one might imagine, we can't bring the MRI machine in. So what this does actually is, without boring you with details, it creates a plastic 3D printed mold that fits directly onto the woman's breast, and the ports and the wires that go through it are all designed specifically and uniquely to her to precisely surround the tumor based on its abnormalities on the MRI. It's very cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's, it's really been great. It's an exciting trial. Again, we want to do better. So the goal of this study is to navigate more precisely in the operating room to reduce the risk of the patient needing to go back, all right, for what we call positive margins or to take additional tissue. But it's also, we don't want to take more than we need to because it allows me to preserve the contour of the breast or improve the contour without, you know, deforming the patient and making her feel self-conscious, because that's a constant reminder of her battle. So it really is an incredible tool.
I think what's incredible too is how the technology has changed over the years, you know, whether it's the mammogram or it's 3D now.
Yes, absolutely. Always 3D. Fortunately, in New Hampshire, we have legislature in place supporting the coverage from insurance companies. It used to be a little bit of a battle, but women in New Hampshire do not need to fight that battle anymore. So I do not care what your density is. You should absolutely get the 3D mammogram. And that's now, that's all we do. We don't do anything else.
I remember looking at the films for the first time after going from 2D to 3D. And
It's night and day. And what's also impressive is even within each generation or upgrade, if you will, each new 3D upgrade is better than the last. So even 3Ds that we were doing back in 2015, I actually just looked at a case this morning, 3D from 2015 compared to her 3D today.
Wow.
Is just, it's really incredible.
Yeah, light years, I'm sure, especially for what you do. Yep. Well, once again, Dr. Ryan, we appreciate you coming in and sharing, you know, this, the month for making that pinky promise.
That's right. Make a pinky promise. Schedule your mammogram. It's super easy. Just get it done.